it was tough, but it was job done, Tony.
It was, yeah, it was tough. We expected that. It's a derby match. We expected the most out of Widnes, and they gave us the most. I thought they were terrific. Or they just didn't know when to give up, and they didn't give up, and they kept trying right to the end. And, you know, we had to work hard. I thought we were a bit scrappy with some of our last plays. I thought we had moments of brilliance throughout that game and really controlled patches, but I thought we just let them off the hook at crucial times, and that was enough for saying Widnes today, for them to take advantage, and we can't afford to do that in future games. But that's how the competition is a little bit. Everybody goes in twos and fros. It's never really dominating, except for one team at the moment, and that's probably Cass.
Yeah, Cass are looking terrific, aren't they? And we'll come on to them in a moment. But I mean, for you, I guess as well, it's all about the win. I mean, it just carries on the resurgence after the poor start, and you know, it's another step on the ladder.
Yes and no. Yes and no. We want to perform well. We want to entertain, and we want to, you know, make sure that we play the right brand. And we did at times there as well. Probably not enough today to say that we really, you know, we would have liked to have dominated that match. But you know, there was another team there that had their say today, and all credit to them. We've still got plenty to work on. We're not quite at our full fluency yet, and we'll get another couple of bodies back next week. Hopefully Darryl Clark will return next week, and maybe even Joe Westerman. So we've got another couple to add to the crew yet.
Cracking quarterfinal draw.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one, yeah. It's not like we're not going to play Wigan enough times this year. We've got to meet Magic, and, you know, we'll have a good hit out there, I'm sure, and then not so long afterwards we'll play them again. But hey, you know, there's great rivalry between the two clubs, and both clubs have got great history with, and recent history with, the Challenge Cup. So yeah, we'll look forward to that, but concentrate on next week first.
Yeah, I look forward to that at Newcastle, Wigan and Warrington. Can I just finally ask you, you touched on Castleford before you go as a top Super League coach. What do you reckon to what Castleford are doing and have done so far this season?
Yeah, they're doing well. They're keeping their players on the park. That's a big part of it. You know, I think they've only used 20 players, haven't they? Fantastic. You know, I think that's a big contributor. But I like the style and the way that they're going about it at the moment. You know, that's entertaining to watch at times. And you know, and you know, I think the, you know, Hardacres made a huge difference, along with Eden as well. I think they've just given them a whole new dimension there. So yeah, it's been good so far, but you know, it's whether they can keep it going for the full season and when it counts. That's the big test of all the big teams, you know. And we've been tested that way a few times ourselves in the last few years.
Yeah, you don't win now till May.
That's it. But you can still play some good rugby and be entertaining as well. And congratulations to them so far.